Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones, and welcome to Marketing Voices. Today I'm going to be diverging a bit from the strict focus on social media and marketing and really talk about marketing in general, and most specifically about how marketers can improve their power and influence within an organization. And with me on the show is author Roy Young, who's also president of a very powerful marketing group called Marketing Profs. So, Roy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Jennifer.
So let's just dive right in here. And as the author of Marketing Champions, which is a book that focuses on practical strategies for improving marketing's power and influence, what tips can you offer a marketing professional that will really make a difference to them in their position?
Well, first and foremost, I think marketers have to be really clear about what marketing produces. And I think a lot of marketers debate about what marketing is, and we see a lot of different definitions of marketing. But if sales sells, R&D invents, operation makes and delivers, HR staffs and finance funds, what does marketing produce? And sometimes I hear folks say, well, they produce customers and they produce demand. But I think in financial terms, the best answer to that question is marketing produces cash flow in the short term and identifies sources of future cash flow for the company in the long term. So I think it's very important to really speak the financial language of business. So that's the sort of the second tip. After recognizing that marketing is a cash flow function, and by the way, not a cash flow function alone, that's a point I'll get to in a minute, but marketing must speak the language of business. So marketers that I'm around often talk about awareness and talk about customer satisfaction, and talk about market share and talk about positioning. But the reality is that everyone else in business of any influence and any stature speak about return on investments. They use the word margins and stockholder equity. These are terms that marketers do not use. And in fact, if we are not speaking the language of business, then we are disconnected from the power strings in companies. In addition, I recommend, my co-authors recommend that marketers develop repeatable and systematic processes. One of the reasons why finance is so respected is that they make assumptions, like all business professionals make assumptions about our environment and then make recommendations based on those assumptions. But they put numbers into financial models, and the models are often what's repeatable. And finally, they use computers to spit out the answers to those questions. But everyone knows about the assumptions in the models, and everyone knows that, in fact, the same model is used today that we used several weeks ago or several years ago. So for marketing to be really understood as a professional discipline or a professional business function, it must have systematic and repeatable processes. Finally, I would say overall in marketing management, think of the function as a compass, or hold a compass when you think about managing marketing. Think about managing in four directions. North means managing the CEO and the CFO of the company. Each of those players, very important, powerful players, has individual needs and specific interests. Think about managing marketing east. And specifically there, we think of sales and R&D. Those are very commonly or most commonly referred to as the cash flow generators of business, sales in the short term, R&D in the long term, and marketing has a lot to contribute to both of those functions. Manage marketing south, and that's the direction where you have more control over your budget and in terms of staff and agencies and other resources that you may direct and allocate to specific projects and businesses. And then finally, west, identify some opportunities in your organization, which may start out a bit under the radar, that is to say on a pretty small level, but think about where the business is going, think about where the opportunities are for generating cash flow in the short term, and then perhaps even more significantly in the longer term.
What organizations do you feel do the best marketing?
For starters, Travelocity is a remarkable business, just about 4 or 5 years ago, found itself in really a commodity industry, selling airline tickets at razor-thin margins. 70% of their revenues came from ticket sales for air trips. And then suddenly they were competing with Expedia, competing with Orbitz, competing with the airlines themselves, the low-price producers. And the chief marketing officer realized that, in fact, the business model was going to have to change. Travelocity was going to have a future and a profitable one at that. Quickly, Travelocity decided to develop a brand strategy such that they could become known as a travel package marketer, a company that sells travel packages both for business purposes and for vacationers. And over just a short period of time, just 3 years, they went from selling 70% of sales coming from razor-thin margin sales of air travel to 70% of revenue coming from travel packages, which were much more profitable. And a large part of that was due to the Roving Gnome, the actual recognizable brand that Travelocity used to distinguish the company in what, in effect, was becoming a commodity business.
What I'd like to do is see if you can give the listeners a place to download your summary paper.
Well, you know, I don't have the executive summary of our book posted, but they can get some information about the book at marketingchamps.com, and I certainly will be happy to send anyone interested a copy of the executive summary if they just shoot me an email at roy@marketingprofs, that's P-R-O-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, as professors.com, marketingprofs.com.
Great. Well, Roy, this has been very helpful, and I've been talking to Roy Young, who's has released a book called Marketing Champions, and he is also president of a community group called Marketing Profs. And this is Jennifer Jones, and until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.